This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Your number 877-217-5757, and email is talk@talklouisiana.org. We're joined by Carla Rachel Sammoth. Her book is One Day on the Gold Line, Race, Class, Drugs, Sexuality, Otherness, 21st Century American Hot Button Issues are on full display in a gritty, unflinching memoir. And good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. Now, Carla is a writer whose work has appeared in various anthologies and publications. She was selected as a 2016 Penn in the Community Teaching Artist, teaches creative writing at the Los Angeles Writing Project at Cal State University, and her book is making waves, as you might expect, taking on these sensitive issues in a provocative way. It took some courage to write this book.
Yes, it did. It took courage, but I think I was also driven to write it. There were a lot of things in my life that I wanted to see in books. You know, I wanted to see families that looked like ours. I mean, basically, I wrote the book that I was hoping to read. And so while I was struggling with trying to have my son, and by the way, to go backwards a little bit, I was on a lifeboat in the middle of the Mediterranean when I realized that if I were to die right then, my biggest regret would be never having had a child. And so my memoir is really about that difficult journey to having a son, and the myths that I believed about how easy it would be to create a family that would save sanctuary. I did think that my son having a lesbian mom, being African-American and Jewish, being part of a blended family, even with a single mom, would just make life richer for him. But actually, it was so much harder. My memoir is about how I navigated those challenges, including, as you said, race, identity, police violence, and ultimately his struggle with addiction. So, yes, I would say it took courage. I think where I had to summon up the courage, oddly enough, often editing is a process where you're able to have a little bit of distance, but you also have to go in close up and kind of relive some of the scenes, much as you would do if you were writing fiction or a screenplay. And so there is some of going back into the deep, you know, and dealing with some really difficult issues. And then there is, I would say, the willingness to be out there, because if you're writing about your life and you're writing about other people, you better write about your own experience, with agency and honesty. And I think that's the part that I really, I guess you're right. It does take vulnerability for sure.
Carla Rachel Sammoth, and you described yourself a single lesbian mother of a Jewish and African-American son. A lot of minority groups covered there, and in this society of ours, it's not easy to be one minority, much less multiple minorities. For both you and your son, this must have been a challenge, even in Los Angeles. How significant has the challenge been?
Well, I think back in the day, so he's 23 now, when he was growing up, it was kind of in the midst of the anti-gay culture wars. The discussion about gay marriage, and it was really brutal for him. I mean, at first when he was young, you know, I had taught him that two men can fall in love, a man and a woman, two women. And so at first he couldn't wait to tell everyone, say around second or third grade, about his new sister and mom when we got together with my ex-wife. And it seemed great, I think, at first, being biracial and having two moms and a blended family, until he was told, you know, just don't take that to school. And his experience in school kind of mirrored that of the nation. They were trying to show a film at the school called That's a Family. That was a sweet film that showed, you know, an interracial couple, a single parent, an adoptive family, a gay family. And they actually ended up pulling that and not showing it. And this was a seemingly progressive liberal school. And he was told things like, you're not really black, look in the mirror. So I think over time, he began to wish for a more conventional, straight, intact African-American middle-class family, kind of like what we thought the Cosbys were. You know, now this changed as he got older and there was more acceptance in the nation and more acceptance among his peers. And by eighth grade, he was with a very diverse multiracial group where the Arabic student gave the Jewish kids a Valentine that said, I love Jew. and then in high school, he was much, things had changed quite a bit. So I remember he posted on Facebook at some point, if you're a homophobe, come out and say you are, put an H on your forehead, and would tell me things like, it's totally cool, Mom. Why wouldn't I want a lesbian mom? We can look at girls together. I think things were really hard for a period of time, and he would probably tell you that as well. And I think now things have become, there's progressively more acceptance and self-acceptance.
The book is One Day on the Gold Line from Carla Rachel Samath. You write, the first time I set out to have a baby solo was in 1992. Before I got together with Larry. At the time, I was 32, singled, considered myself most likely a lesbian, but open to being in a relationship with the right person of either gender. I attended two different groups for prospective moms. Single Mothers by Choice was made up primarily of professional, educated, mainly straight single women in their 40s. Maybe Baby was for lesbians, but I was the only one who wasn't part of a couple. I didn't entirely fit into either group. What happened from there?
That's a great question. Well, my family seemed very supportive of me going out and having a child on my own. But I think as it came closer to the moment, they were very interested in my having someone else in the picture. And even went and put in a really wonderful ad with my permission in the Jewish Journal. At some point, I ran into someone I used to work with, Larry, who you mentioned, who wasn't Jewish, who was African-American, family originally Baptist. And we both had, he also had felt that he was getting old to not having had a child. And we both really kind of bonded together and I think felt that we fell in love. But we first bonded together over wanting to have a child. And jumped right in. And then it became much more difficult in so many ways to have that child than I thought it would be. I had many miscarriages, lots of invasive treatment. And about the time that I was ready to give up and not, give up, separate, go back to the idea of having a child on my own, but adoption, I became pregnant with Raphael, who would become is my son.
Right.
And that was the one that stayed.
Do you advise others, women, let's say in their early to mid 40s, who like you are thinking, I wish I could have a baby while there's still time? Do you advise them to go the route you did?
That's a really great question, and I think it's super personal. I think there is this illusion, or there was back then, that you could just wait as long as you wanted, and when you were ready, check in and have a child. And I actually started when I was in my 30s, but it was still very difficult. I would advise someone to think very carefully about it, and if they're willing to start out knowing they're going to be doing it solo. I mean, I think anytime you have a child, you have to accept the possibility that you could end up being a single parent, even if you start out as a couple. But I think it's really important to have support, that whole community, it takes a village, is so true. And I did have a number of friends who really wanted to have children, but they had, some of them had experienced firsthand what it was like for a single mom and really didn't, if they had to choose, they wouldn't choose to do it alone. But I would advise someone who knows for sure, yes, I want to have a child, absolutely. And they're willing to do it, if necessary, as a single parent, to go for it. And to be sure and line up their support and their community while they're doing it. And that it's not an easy road, but you know, I have no regrets at all. I think I was really dogged in that pursuit, and some people might have questioned it, and I think there's lots of ways to have children. None of them are easy. You don't just go adopt, like, you know, go to the store and pick up a baby. That's also a big process. But yes, I would absolutely encourage someone who knew they wanted to do it and they were getting older and they were ready and willing to do it with or without a partner.
You've lived in other parts of the country, and in the South, we often take a hit for the way we treat people who are not like us, if we're in the majority, as the host is. But reading your book, it's obvious that some of the issues we have here in the American South are prevalent in places like Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, most people of color would tell you that racism, discrimination exists throughout the country, and that it really is a myth that it exists primarily in the South. In fact, I had a discussion with one host who talked about how they actually was African American and hadn't experienced some of the things that people experienced out here.
Well, I'm sorry, but we do have to call it a show right now, but the book is One Day on the Gold Line, a fascinating memoir from Carla Rachel Samath. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.